Hello and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the order of preachers around the world. Today is Saturday of the 17th week in ordinary time, and from the United States, we hear from Deborah Wilhelm, a professor of homiletics and co-author of Preaching Matters, a Praxis for Preachers. Deborah lives in Fall Creek, Oregon, and her preaching today is entitled Charged to Speak.
A reading from the book of the prophet Jeremiah. The priests and the prophets said to the officials and to all the people, "This man deserves the sentence of death because he has prophesied against this city, as you have heard with your own ears." Then Jeremiah spoke to all the officials and all the people, saying, "It is the Lord who sent me to prophesy against this house and this city all the words you have heard. Now, therefore, amend your ways and your doings and obey the voice of the Lord your God, and the Lord will change his mind about the disaster that he has pronounced against you. But as for me, here I am in your hands. Do with me as seems good and right to you, only know for certain that if you put me to death, you will be bringing innocent blood upon yourselves and upon this city and its inhabitants. For in truth, the Lord sent me to you to speak all these words in your ears." Then the officials and all the people said to the priests and the prophets, "This man does not deserve the sentence of death, for he has spoken to us in the name of the Lord our God." But the hand of Ahikam, son of Shaphan, was with Jeremiah, so that he was not given over into the hands of the people to be put to death. And a portion of today's gospel reading from the Gospel of Matthew. When Herod's birthday came, the daughter of Herodias danced before the company, and she pleased Herod so much that he promised on oath to grant her whatever she might ask. Prompted by her mother, she said, "Give me the head of John the Baptist here on a platter." The king was grieved, yet out of regard for his oaths and for the guests, he commanded it to be given. He went and had John beheaded in prison. The book of the prophet Jeremiah is not a cheery book, and Jeremiah did not live a cheery life, as you already know. So today's little pericope is a gift of hope and optimism. First, just notice that the priests and prophets say to the officials and all the people that Jeremiah should die. But after listening together, the officials and all the people change their minds. So they say to the priests and the prophets, actually, Jeremiah should not die because he's speaking God's words. Oh, and one more thing. All the people change the minds of the priests and the prophets. So what changed everyone's mind? Two things. One is Jeremiah's self-defense, which we just heard. And the other, in the part left out of today's reading, is a recounting by the elders of God's past call to right living and God's generous gift of mercy. I imagine that this is where the smart preacher calls us all to hear God's word and change our ways. But if you listen here regularly, you're probably already someone who's doing your best to listen for God's voice. Someone who's willing to change even when it's hard. And in fact, many of you are probably also spending lots of time on the speaking side as preacher prophets, daring to say God's word in community, wondering how that community will respond to the message and respond to you. Dear priests, dear prophets, dear officials, dear all the people, as Jeremiah says, in truth, the Lord sends you to speak. It was true then, and it's true now, with our words, yes, but also with our money, our votes, our laughter and our tears, our worship and our community lives, our willingness to be authentic and present to our loved ones and our communities, and even like Jeremiah, like John the Baptist, like Jesus himself, present to the people who don't have our best interests at heart. This is how we live the good news of Jesus Christ with strength and grace. Each hearing our own call, all listening together. Today, I pray that strength and grace will be yours in abundance.